This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So Robert De Niro joined Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to announce a $100,000 vaccine challenge, offering that reward money to anyone who could prove that thimerosal was safe to inject into children. But you probably never heard about that in the mainstream media. And that's what's interesting here, because when Robert De Niro said he wanted to punch Donald Trump in the face, the media ran with that everywhere. Oh yeah, that was big news. De Niro wants to punch Trump in the face.
He talks how he wants to punch people in the face. Well, I'd like to punch him in the face.
This is somebody that we want for president? I don't think so.
But when De Niro, who has an autistic child who was damaged by vaccines, when he takes the stage and says he 100% supports Robert F. Kennedy's analysis that thimerosal is not safe and that the CDC is a totally corrupt, what is it, a cesspool of corruption, that's the phrase he used, and that we've all been lied to for decades, and that unknown thousands of our children have been made autistic by an industry that has been deceiving the public for decades, when De Niro gets behind that message, the media decides, oh, that's not important. And so this really exposes the truth about the lying fake news media, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, on and on. When it comes to vaccines and pharmaceuticals, they are all whores. They are nothing but industry prostitutes. And they even know it. They know it. And they go home every day, every night with shame, because they know that they are part of a media disinformation machine that has supported the medical murder of children for decades and continues to cover up this mass poisoning, this medical molestation of children that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Robert De Niro are trying to halt. And any good person would be opposed to mercury and vaccines. Any decent human being would speak out and say, we should stop poisoning our children. Why are we injecting children with a known heavy metal neurotoxin? It makes no sense. It should be criminal to do that. I mean, it's criminal to physically abuse a child. Why is it legal to chemically abuse a child? And yet these prostitutes, or prestitutes may be a better term, every day they cover it up. Every day they contribute to the maiming of innocent children in America, and every week they cash a paycheck because they've sold their souls to the vaccine industry to cover up one of the worst medical crimes that has ever been committed against humanity since perhaps the Tuskegee experiments on African Americans. This is a crime against humanity. This is a war on children, and it is those prostitutes in the fake news media who are willfully making money to promote the medical molestation of children every single day. Think about it. They get paid to make sure that children continue to be damaged by vaccines. Now, I don't know about you, what your definition of ethics or morality is, but in my book, that's an evil thing. To take part in a regime that is maiming children, that is destroying the minds and the lives of children every single day, to take part in this mass poisoning of children, I know every conversation sooner or later breaks down into someone accusing somebody else of being Nazis, but in this case it's a very accurate metaphor, because there was a Nazi regime, the Third Reich, and they engaged in a lot of bad medicine, a lot of chemical abuse of people, and genocidal murder using, you know, gas chambers, right? And in fact, that company that was behind that, IG Farben, was found guilty of crimes against humanity at the Nuremberg trials, and it was broken up into three different companies. And one of those companies is now known as Bayer. And Bayer sells pharmaceuticals. It's part of the pharmaceutical industry that manufactures vaccines. So the roots of the vaccine industry as it exists today are really found in the Third Reich. It's the same kind of ethics, or lack of ethics. It's the same evil, just repackaged in modern-day CDC language, in modern-day, I don't know, media lies. You know, the truth is that no matter what you think about vaccines, whether you're pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, or you think they should be delayed or spread out or abandoned altogether, no matter what you believe about vaccines, mercury has no place in anything that you inject into a child. And anybody who doesn't acknowledge that is being either paid to lie, which means they've sold their souls and they're nothing but whores for the industry, or they're incredibly scientifically ignorant. You have to be an incredible denialist of reality to think that mercury is somehow safe to inject into children, any kind of mercury. Not safe to inject methyl mercury or ethyl mercury or organic, inorganic, elemental mercury. None of it's safe. So these people, they're really only two choices of the mercury pushers. They are either one, incredibly evil people, or two, incredibly ignorant, dangerous people. And in both cases, whether they're evil or ignorant, they are a threat to humanity, and they are a threat to children. And you know what? Makes me wonder how cheaply these prostitutes have sold their souls, that they would collect a paycheck to make sure that children keep getting murdered and medically maimed by an industry that injects a toxic, brain-damaging poison into innocent little babies whose nervous systems are attacked and destroyed over the subsequent 48 hours. What kind of evil person does that? What kind of lame, pathetic, anti-human depopulation promoters or seething minions of demonic worship do these people have to be, or prostitutes who lay down and spread their legs for the vaccine industry to impregnate them with false propaganda that they repeat out to the public so that they can keep paying rent on their overpriced apartment and they can think that they're a big deal because they work for CNN. Let me tell you, you're nothing. You're less than human. If you're pushing poison onto children, you are less than human. You are an insect. You are an insult to this entire race, to this entire planet. You're pushing poison injections into children, a toxic heavy metal that contaminates the environment, contaminates medicine. It ends up in the rivers and streams and oceans. It destroys ecosystems. It destroys fish, and it destroys the minds of innocent little children. And you're going to push that propaganda for a paycheck? You are a piece of shit. You don't even deserve to exist in this society. You should go drink a liter of mercury as an experiment and see what happens to yourself. Yeah. Go have a mercury smoothie if you think it's so safe for children. Go drink a mercury smoothie and rid the world of your toxic, toxic, willful disinformation and your evil, your sadistic, anti-child, anti-human evil. Rid the world of all of that, and that is how you can make the world a better place. Some of these people call themselves progressives. You want real progress for the world? Go drink a liter of mercury. That will be progress for the rest of the world, because children will be safer when you're not in it. Learn more about all of this at vaccines.news, and also read my website, naturalnews.com. Spread the truth, everybody. The truth is out there. You will never find the truth in the mainstream media, especially not on the topic of vaccines or medicine. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Support our films for humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.